You're with Sonia Feldhoff on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Well, it's summertime. You may well have spent plenty of time down at the beach this summer. Beach walks are great, aren't they? You find so many things. Perhaps you collect shells. Perhaps you look for interesting creatures. Not often, though, that you come across a dead shark. Bonnie Ray and her family did, though. Hello, Bonnie.
Hi.
Yeah, now, this was at Coffin Bay. Tell us about the day that you were walking along the beach and what you found.
Well, we actually got told about it a bit earlier at the campground that we were at. Someone said that there was a dead shark down there, but it was right at the entrance pretty much of Almonta, I think it's called, beach. Yeah, just right on the shore.
Do we know what sort of shark it was exactly?
Yeah, it was a mako shark.
Okay, and did you know that at the time?
Yeah, my husband, very into fishing.
So he knew. Okay. Oh, so how big was it, Bonnie?
Well, people were saying that it was 3.5 metres, but we think it was between 2.5 and 3.
Okay. They were sort of doing the whole fishing, overstating things a bit, yeah. Do you reckon? Is that the first shark you've come across on a beach, a dead shark?
Yes, we've come across other animals like whales and stuff, but definitely the first shark we've seen.
Yeah. So what was the reaction from your family?
Well, we've got 4 little girls, so they were pretty amazed and they loved to be able to touch it. It definitely, you'd think it was sandpaper, but it's quite smooth, their skin. So,
yeah, I imagined it would be quite rough to touch the skin.
Yeah, definitely not. It's very smooth to touch. But, yeah, the teeth were a bit scary for the girls, I think.
What stood out for you, Bonnie?
Definitely its skin, because I have seen them before, but I've never really gone and touched it. So that was really, really cool.